Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to say hello to all of my UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Now, you know that UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, a follower, disciple of Jesus, and a lover of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are a UCA member. Okay? Okay. So welcome. Welcome to this program. I am your host. My name is Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. Ministry that's located in the city of Upland in California. It's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. I'll repeat that. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon every Sunday. So come on and worship. Come on and worship with us, and you will be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord is there. And, of course, you know, your answered prayers, you know, will be there as we agree with you in prayer. And we just have our services together, fellowshipping with the Lord and with each other. All right? So come and join us. All right? And that's in Upland, California. And also what I want you to do right now is to text or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in to this particular broadcast, to this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer, or you can, you know, just click on the link, and it'll be either the link or the picture, whatever you see, wherever it's posted, okay? And just go ahead, and if you don't want to dial in, just click on the link, and you can listen from your computer. And on Facebook, you can listen all week, okay? So just click on this particular program. All right. Something else too. I have a book that's available right now on Amazon. It's available on paperback or ebooks. Okay, and it's called "Who Is God? Unveiling the Mystery." Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. You can look that up on YouTube it's going to be available. So, well, you can look it up. You can look it up on our webpage. You can go right to Amazon, of course, and order it. You can order as many copies as you want for friends and family. But you can also go on our webpage. Our website is called www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. And then when you get on the page, you can look to the left, and you'll see like three lines. Click on those lines, and you can navigate through the whole web page, okay? And just go to media, okay? Go to media, click on that, and it'll give you all the information about the book, and you can click on the button, and it'll carry you right to Amazon, and you can order the book right then and there. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And while you're on that website, you can go to a lot of other things that's on there that's going to be a blessing to you. So visit the website, churchofjesuschristministry.com, okay? And also, remember to watch us on The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. Now, you can always catch us on YouTube and some of the many other apps all this week. So join us. You will be blessed. You can also reach The Message of Life on our webpage. You can just go to the webpage and follow, you know, like I said, click on those lines, and it'll navigate you. And then just go to media and then click on The Message of Life. And I made a little mistake when I was talking about the book. When you go on the website, you just go to books. When you're navigating, and that'll take you to our book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And you go on the website, click on those little lines, and then go to media, and that will take you to the television show. All right? That's The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. You can get that off of the website also, okay? Have a great, let's keep on going here. Don't go away. We're going to be right back right after this, and we'll go right into our message for today. God bless you.
Take a stand, and so silently you cried. And then you heard a whisper, "You are not alone. I am here to stand with you. I am hurting too. Me too. Me
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and the message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and now we're going to get right into our message for today. Today, we're going to be talking about, this message is entitled, The Bible and How to Read It. The Bible and How to Understand It. All right? This might be interesting for a lot of you who are having problems or having trouble understanding the Bible. What's it going to take to understand it? Okay? Thank you, Lord. Father God, I pray that you open the hearts and minds of the people that are listening to this broadcast. And Lord, I ask that you help them to understand your word and let your word live in them. and help them to follow the instructions that's in this message, that they can have a closer walk with you. Thank you, Lord. This I ask in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible and how to understand it. The first thing we have to have in order to truly understand the Bible is we have to have a desire for the Lord. You have to have a desire for him. It's good to fast and pray and do your best in developing a good relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit in order to read and understand the Bible. If you truly have a desire to understand, then all you have to do is ask the Lord. Just ask him for understanding. And guess what? You'll get it. You ask him in the name of Jesus and you will get it because you truly have the desire in your heart to know. You know, that's what I did. I had absolutely no idea what the Bible was truly all about until a friend of mine gave me a Bible as a Christmas present. And I was very, very happy because I wanted to get closer to the Lord. You see, my mother had given me a very small Bible when I left home from Dayton, Ohio, to head out west to California. But I tried to read that little Bible here and there, but still, I didn't really understand it. But the Bible my friend gave me for Christmas was a pretty nice-sized Bible, and I couldn't wait to start reading it. But when I did read it, I still didn't understand it. Then the sister of my friend, the one that gave me the Bible, the sister of my friend told me to lay my Bible on my chest and just say, I want to know. So I did it. You know, I just did it in faith, believing that I would understand it if I did that. You know, it was like an act of faith. I didn't realize it at the time, but when I look back on it, it's like an act of faith. I just said, I want to know. You have to understand that I could feel the Lord had been calling me for a long time. And after I finally got saved, really got saved, I truly wanted to know and understand the Bible even more. And God did it. He slowly but surely began to open up the scriptures to me. I began to understand a lot of it, slowly but surely, as time went on even. And now God has me preaching and teaching his word. He will truly answer your prayer if you truly want to understand his word. I'm still learning. Even after all these years, I'm still receiving new revelations in his word. So I advise you to keep having the desire to know his word. Keep seeking his face and keep reading the scriptures, and God will give you the understanding. So now, here are a couple of do's and don'ts. Okay, when you're reading your Bible, there are some do's and don'ts. Number one, do not read the scriptures for the purpose of debate, because you are only puffing yourself up, placing yourself above others by trying to be a know-it-all, just for people to look up to you and admire you, because in reality, you are really lifting yourself up instead of God. You are desiring power over others. That's what that happens. It causes you to have power over others. Keep in mind that when you debate, you are so busy trying to be right and only getting your own point across that you miss some good advice from others or even good revelations that could help you. Very few people truly listen when debating. Also, do not read the scriptures when you are high or drunk. This is really important. Do not read the scriptures when you're high or drunk. keep in mind, you know, if you've been drinking, don't sit up and try to read scriptures if you know you're high and you've been drinking. Keep in mind that drugs, alcohol, and scriptures do not mix. This creates a portal for demons to enter in and deceive you by mixing good and evil together and causing you to learn or causing you to lean on your own understanding and to not trust in God. As it is written in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober. Do not be under the influence of drugs, alcohol, or anything that puts you in a false state of mind. Be vigilant. This is Peter talking. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And also in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9, you and your sons, this is what the Lord is saying to the people and to us, you and your sons are not to drink wine or strong drink when you enter the tent of meetings. This is really a lot for ministers. Actually, in today, it's for all of God's people. When we enter into the tent of meeting, or else you will die. This is a permanent statue for the generations to come. When you're coming before the Lord, don't be drunk. Don't be full of wine. Don't be high. You go to the Lord with a clear mind. And yet again in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. And whoever is led astray by them is not wise. Understand that if you continue to get high or be under the influence of alcohol, it will cause spirits to have you to believe the doctrines of demons and not the doctrines or teachings of the living God. And then after you are deceived, you then go and speak these doctrines of demons to others, causing them to follow an untruth, thus leading people to hell. And this has happened so many times with a lot of Christian leaders. Do not read your Bible for the purpose of making yourself look smart or spiritually deep in the presence of others, because you are reading it with your own agenda in mind and with evil motives. Pride, ego, self-righteousness, even greed comes in when you do it like that, because you get to the place where you feel like they got to pay you. So all of that comes in, and it's so many stories I have on that, where people have come to another person's church, and they were a guest speaker, and they're speaking, and they're all of a sudden they start charging people for them to prophesy over them, or and what they want to do, you give them money, they give you a good prophecy. The more money you give, the better the prophecy, you know. Or they have their way of teaching that have them so full of themselves that they become self-righteous and look down on others. So you have to be very careful when that happens. You know, you get to the place that you're not able to be taught yourself when you get so full of yourself like that, because you feel that you have all of God you need. And no one can really tell you anything. I actually heard someone tell my friend that at one point. The person said that he has all of God he needs. My friend was about to share something with him, a revelation with him. But this guy says that he has all of God he needs. No one has all of God they need. You always want to continue to grow and wax strong in the spirit. Always. Now, that's just a few don'ts. And there's a lot more don'ts, but, you know, we don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to go over a few do's, things that you do want to do when you read the Bible. You are to read the scriptures for the right reasons, because you want to get to know the Lord better. You want a closer walk with him. You must read the Bible with love, faith, confidence, belief, and a willingness to obey his word, and be open to the Holy Spirit. You see, we need the Holy Spirit in order to interpret his word, because you want his word to live in you. Why, you may ask? Because God's word is life, and you want his life in you, and you want the revelation of his word in you, because it is by the revelation of Jesus Christ that the Lord is going to build his church. Therefore, you must know his word, because knowing his word causes you to know him. His word is life. Therefore, you want it in you. As Jesus said himself in John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When we have God's word in us, then we walk in great favor before him. Great favor. John 15:7, if you abide in me, this is the Lord talking. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Understand what he's saying. If his words abide in us, if his words live in us, then we can ask what we will, and it'll be done. We must understand, you know, it's the same when he said, if you ask anything in my name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we ask the Father anything in his name, that means that his word is abiding in us, and we know the power that's in his name, and we know everything that his name stands for. So therefore, if you ask in his name, he'll do it, because we understand what his name stands for, and his word abides in us. We must understand that the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, or, you know, the scriptures, which, by the way, a large portion of the Bible is prophecy. And just like prophecy, it must be interpreted and understood. You know, just like if you had a dream or a vision, it has to be interpreted. It has to be understood. Therefore, it must be interpreted by the Holy Spirit, the one who wrote it or spoke it, the one who wrote the Bible, the one who speaks God's word in your spirit, or if you hear somebody preaching a message, God's word, even when they speak something or if they give a prophecy, it has to be interpreted. And the Holy Spirit is our interpreter, as it is written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Peter says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it will take the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible. Keep in mind that the Bible is the word of God when it is properly interpreted by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, when you read the Bible without the Holy Spirit, it becomes a history book of the Jews and of Israel. So let us be sure to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us through the scriptures, just as he leads us through life, so that we can get the full revelation and understanding of God's word and God's will in this hour. As it is written in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, this is the Holy Spirit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So always ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation and understanding as you read his word, or before you even start reading, pray and ask for the understanding. You should even ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right translations, as there are many translations of scriptures. And some scriptures are better understood as you read a few other translations. but you will still have to study. And remember to always read a paragraph or two before and after a certain scripture to get the full understanding by the Spirit. The Spirit may even have you to read the entire chapter. If so, just submit and be led by His Spirit. As you read, the Holy Spirit could point out a certain word in Scripture and then move you to look the word up so that you can fully understand that Scripture. Have that ever happened to you as you're reading your Bible and all of a sudden you come across a particular word and for some reason you're moved to look that word up? And then once you look it up and understand the meaning of that word, then that whole scripture comes alive. We must understand that God has His written word as well as His rhema word. His rhema word is His spoken word. And the written word, what we read, scriptures. But we still must study, search it out, because the meaning is all throughout the Bible. Nevertheless, it is the Holy Spirit that will give you the revelation and the understanding. So just as Jesus caused His disciples to understand the scriptures, so does the Holy Spirit causes us to understand the scriptures as well. Luke 24, verse 45, Then opened he, Jesus, their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. He has sent His Spirit to open up our understanding in this hour so that we can understand the scriptures. All we have to do is ask the Lord to open our eyes to the truth that is in His word, in scripture. Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. That the law, that's the word of God. Wondrous things, revelations out of His word. Then after a while, you will begin to discover that the scriptures will interpret the scriptures as it is unveiled by the Holy Spirit. The Bible interprets the Bible in many cases. As you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, you'll see it clearly. As the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, whom shall He teach knowledge, and whom shall He make to understand doctrine or teaching? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. We should search the scriptures. Even when we hear a pastor, evangelist, or any minister preach or teach, just as the Bereans did in Acts 17, verse 10 and 11. You see, we have to do like they did. Here's what they did. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who coming there, went into the synagogue of the Jews, you know, the church of the Jews. These, the people in Berea, the Bereans, were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and check this out, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They searched the scriptures daily. They heard Paul and Silas speak, but still they searched the scriptures themselves to make sure that what they were preaching or teaching was true. And we should do that all the time, no matter what. It doesn't matter if you've been in a church for I don't know how many years. You still search the scripture to make sure that the things that your pastor or an evangelist, a special speaker, whoever is preaching or teaching, you make sure that they're in keeping with the true, pure word of God. Now, see, there are some Christians who just read their Bibles, and that's good. They just read their Bibles, but there are Christians who read and study their Bibles, which is what God prefers. Read, study, seek it out. As Paul told Timothy, we can be sure that this word goes for us as well. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must study his word in order to rightly divide the word, especially when we're ministering to people. And just as the Levites during the days of Ezra, who was a scribe or a writer, a scribe is a writer, explained the law so that the people would understand. We must be able to explain the scriptures in this hour so that those who we are ministering to will understand the word as well. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. So they read from the book of the law of God, which were the scriptures, explaining it and giving insight so that the people could understand what was being read. So just as Jesus caused his disciples to understand the scriptures, he has sent his Spirit to open up our understanding so that we may understand the scriptures in this hour. We must understand why we are reading and know what we are reading and allow the Holy Spirit to help us in knowing what we should be looking for in the scriptures as we read. We truly need the scriptures, which is the word of God written down for us in order for us to have a closer walk with God. We want to know who he is so that we can love him more and love others more. We truly need God's written word. We need the scriptures, which is in the Bible, as we walk on this straight and narrow pathway to the kingdom of God. We need his word. Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. We need the scriptures to guide us and to keep us in check. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And as I said, doctrine is teaching, to teaching. The Bible covers everything we could possibly be going through for us and for others. Therefore, we must read and study his word. Paul gave Timothy some good advice about scripture and the importance of reading and studying. Till I come, he says, till I come, give, and I just read that. He said, till I come, give attendance reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Okay, he said that, but he went on to say in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, or as other translations may say, for this particular scripture, this one says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and other translations, you will read them saying, all scriptures is God breathed. You'll read some translations that will say that. And it is the word of God, so that's why they say it's God breathed, because when God speaks his word, he breathes out his word. It's spiritual as well as energy and everything in his word. And is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So important to have the word of God in your life. So important, because it is life. Remember that the more we read, study, and hear the word, then the Spirit comes, and with the Spirit he brings faith, as it is written in Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit, So when you read the scriptures and when you hear the scriptures, even as you read yourself, when you read, you can hear, because you can hear the scripture spiritually while you're reading, even as you read yourself. And when someone else is reading, you can hear it, the scriptures. When somebody else is reading the scriptures, you can hear it. And that's how faith is given to us, by the hearing of God's word, whether his spoken word or written word. The Holy Spirit brings faith. And then we are to keep God's word. Keep it in us, because it is life. We meditate on his word, as it is written in Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Delight in the word of the Lord. Delight in his law, and his law is his word. Delight in the word of God and meditate day and night. To meditate on God's word means to reflect. We recite scripture. We speak his word even to ourselves. And then our faith is built up to become strong faith. And then we stand on his word. That's how we become successful in Christ. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law, which is the Bible for us in this hour, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. We read the Bible and obey the Bible. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So we are not to just read, memorize, and study his word, but we are to do what is written in his word. But don't worry. Don't go thinking that it's impossible for us to obey the word, because God has sent his spirit to help us be obedient. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is with us to assist us in obeying the word of God, living an upright life before him? The Holy Spirit is here to assist us, to help us do that. His spirit will help us or assist us and show us how to walk and be successful in Christ through his word, through scriptures. Keep in mind that when we are obedient to the word of God, then we are truly, truly successful. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I sing to you, my Savior. I lift my
I'm Pastor T. Mar McCain, and here we are with our scriptures for the week. You might want to write this down, okay? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Also another one is John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Another scripture is Luke 24, verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And Psalm 119, verse 18. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't go back. We still have, don't go away. We still have more. Praise the Lord.
Above, oh, true love. Oh.
Radio, where you will find music and a message. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for this special edition of UCA Radio. And I hope you got something out of the message. Remember, we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time, okay? And you got the number to dial in, and you guys also will see my post as I post it on many of the different apps and, you know, different places on the internet. So you can either listen from your computer or you can just go ahead and dial in. So you got all of that information, spread it around, tell your friends and family members, and keep in mind that if you see this post on Facebook, then you can click on the picture and you can hear it all week and maybe even next week as many times as you want to and tell your friends. Just in case you missed it on Monday, you can still get it the next day if you want to see it, or even later on Monday if you want to get it more, if you want to listen to it more toward the evening. Either way, you'll be able to, if you're on Facebook, on some of the other places on the internet, if you happen to see it, you can just go ahead and, you know, click dial in. You can either dial in on the day of the actual, of our actual program, or just go to our website, and you can also listen to some messages there. Be sure to just visit the website, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Just go ahead and go on the website and just go through all the different pages and click on different things and read the different things. And I think you'll be blessed. I believe that you'll really be blessed if you did that. Don't forget to join us on Sunday afternoons at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. Just come and visit us and worship with us and hear some messages right direct to you, right in your face, okay? And you'll have a good time, okay? So from now until then, I just want to say God bless you guys, and tell us and come back and visit us again next week. Don't forget, on Wednesday, it's Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. So don't forget to do that as well, okay? So God bless you, and until next time, we will see you. Let the church say amen.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind.